USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Communities across western Kentucky and the state are still reeling as a new work week begins from tornadoes that leveled factories, courthouses, homes, and more. 74 deaths have been confirmed across the Commonwealth, but that number was expected to rise. And more than 1,000 properties were destroyed, Governor Andy Beshear said.
To the people of western Kentucky, we're not going anywhere. We're going to be with you today. We're going to be with you tomorrow. And we're going to be there with you to rebuild. This is one state, people that love one another.
President Biden said he was working with Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on Monday to make sure his trip does not get in the way of recovery efforts during a briefing from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, and others on the federal response to the tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailment and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Florida is in a position to weather possible economic storms on the nation's horizon. Governor Ron DeSantis has proposed a $99.7 billion Freedom First budget for the coming fiscal year.
We're just going to keep on going. We promised we would do these things when I became governor. We promised we'd tackle environment. We promised we'd be support for education. We promised for infrastructure. We promised to support law enforcement and so many other things. And we're delivering time and time again.
The economy is working on all cylinders, DeSantis said. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday declined to issue an injunction against New York's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, which doesn't allow them to seek a religious exemption. New York State imposed the vaccine mandate for doctors and nurses in August, which allows only for medical exemptions, not religious ones. The religious exemption policy expired in November. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Portland rioter is going to jail.
A Texas rioter is headed to federal prison for attacking a deputy U.S. marshal with a hammer during a Portland protest. The Oregon U.S. Attorney's Office saying 24-year-old Jacob Gaines was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to one count of assaulting a federal officer with a deadly weapon. According to court documents, Gaines used the hammer to break through a barricaded entrance at the Hatfield Federal Courthouse on July 11, 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The COVID-19 mandates being put in place in New York City and across the state come from Democrat politicians making power plays while keeping their eye on the next race for governor, and much of what they're trying to do is unconstitutional. Representative Andrew Garbarino said on Newsmax Monday.
This is all about power. This actually comes from the Andrew Cuomo playbook. Let's just keep taking as much power as we have as we can, and we'll see if the courts will stop us. I think a lot of what they're doing is unconstitutional. I definitely think the vaccine mandates on children should not be going forward. I think what Mayor de Blasio is thinking about doing, what the city council just did, I know we're going to be talking about a little bit about elections, is definitely unconstitutional. I think this is purely a power grab.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.